This week, we're looking at how the COVID-19 pandemic is influencing the mental health of our community. Frances Duncan has spent more than 25 years as a clinical psychotherapist. Today, we'll wrap up our conversation with a look at how the pandemic is changing the lives of our elders who are at especially high risk from the disease, and we'll look at the ways in which all our lives may be changed going forward. Frances, what are some of the particularly difficult things older people may be going through right now?
Well, I know that people who have health challenges are at greater risk, and it's, I think, maybe a little more frightening for people who are older or people who maybe are not older but have health challenges. And the isolation, you know, can be harder, I think, if you're life centers around your grandchildren or your kids and family, and you can't do the typical things, the traditions, the birthdays, the holiday celebrations, just anything that's our normal, traditional family kind of gatherings have been affected, which then further isolates people who are older and maybe can't get out as much anyway because of maybe some health challenges. But I think that if someone is in a nursing facility, and that's been particularly challenging for families and for the people who are needing that level of health care, because the isolation is just, it has to be pretty unbearable. And knowing that you can't go visit your loved one when you know that they really need you and they're sick and need you even more now. So I think that in a sense, it's going to draw families together more in the long run. We're going to appreciate each other a lot more and realize how valuable those our relationships are. We can get caught up in everyday life when things were, quote, the old normal, and maybe take a lot of things for granted that we won't be taking for granted probably in the future.
It can be very hard for people who care for their elders to deal with daily stresses in the best of times. If I'm an older caregiver, how can I keep calm, focused, and positive through all of this?
Anytime you're a caregiver for those you love, it is a big challenge, and you need a lot of support. And again, the self-care is extremely important. And self-care doesn't mean selfish. I think sometimes people mix those two up. There's a difference between selfish and self-care. And if you're going to be strong to and healthy to help those you love and who depend on you, then it's super important to take good care of yourself. And I don't just mean physically. I think emotionally and physically. But as far as the importance of it and how do you do it, I think you do what you've been doing with the limitations that you have now. Those who are caregivers are going to do everything they can to make sure the person they love is well and safe and as happy as they can be and connected. And that's what we have to get a little innovative and creative in how we can meet those same goals and needs now with the limitations that we have.
And I feel like I'm going to put you on the spot with this next question, but what's next for all of us? Are our feelings going to change as we continue through this crisis? Where do we end up as a community on the other side?
Well, I'm an optimist, so I want to believe that this is highlighting all the broken systems and things that we need to have change with, and that those changes are going to be happening. And I think that as humans, we're aware of how we are all connected and what we can do for each other.
We have not only the pandemic crisis taking place in this country, but tensions are high due to a number of social and political factors today. This kind of raises the bar on the tension level for the American community as a whole, and really the world community. How much can people take?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think that while we are so challenged right now on every front, that there's a lot of positive change happening too. I think the outpouring that you're seeing now, yes, it adds stress, it adds tension, but I think it also is energizing, and it gives a lot of people hope that things are going to truly, truly change.
We've been speaking with Frances Duncan, a clinical psychotherapist, about the COVID-19 pandemic and the mental health implications it holds for our community. Frances, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Find the rest of our discussion and our community COVID-19 resource guide online at wiso.org. I'm Jerry Kenney.